Joining me are Scarlet Rebels.
Hello.
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 Thank you very much for joining us. You've just come off stage with the acoustic VIP.
Yes, we have.
Hard Rock House.
Yeah.
He says trying desperately to think of what he asked before because he didn't start to play on the record on the recorder. See, we're going to remove all the curtains and smoke mirrors. This is what rock and roll really
this
like.
This is sound check.
Fucking bollocks. This is what it is. Amateur hour with David at Rock Zone. You're on at 6 later on today.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
And
yes.
You'll see that if you're watching the lineup list. Doesn't say Scarlet Rebels, it says Void, which was your old name.
It says, yeah, so there were so many bands called Void that we were kind of going, you know, and playing gigs and stuff, and a lot of people were coming up to us and asking where they could find us on Facebook and stuff, yeah. So. And we were getting gigs pulled on us as well, because promoters were booking gigs with other bands called Void.
Yeah.
Or booking them with us and then going to other bands called Void, and they were going, well, we're not playing on this date, that date. Yeah. And we were still sort of kind of wondering why our names were being removed from posters and all this kind of thing.
Do you ever get any gigs that should have been for somebody else?
No, that never worked for us.
That's a shame. It never does that, mate, does it?
Yeah, no. So, and we did Hard Rock Hell in Ibiza in May last year, which was absolutely amazing. And we went on and we did. Played, and after we came off, we had a lot of people coming up to us going, you know, we can't find the band on Spotify and Apple Music and whatever, and Facebook. So then we were taking people's phones off of them and put in the name of the band into search, and we couldn't find it ourselves. So
no.
We kind of thought that, you know, once people have been drinking and then they're searching for bands either the next day or literally after we finished,
it
was just too many hoops for people to jump through to find who we were. So yeah, we decided to change the name. We have to change the name because it's quite frustrating when you're travelling, you know, literally Europe-wide to get your name out and about, and it's not going out and about because there are so many bands called Void around. So we just made the decision to change it to try and make that work that we were doing worthwhile, you know. So
people think writing songs is hard, but after, you know, anybody that's been in a band, thinking of a name, you go, that's a great name, you've got that already done.
Yeah.
Already done.
Or we just don't like it.
Or someone
doesn't
like it.
Nobody likes it.
Yeah. We all disagree.
Yeah. So that was hard. We spent months and months trying to find something, and we were arguing about it, and then we just came up with... So I think we decided on the word Rebels quite early on, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then it was what was going to precede the word Rebels. And then it went all sorts of directions, and then we came up with Scarlet because it's sort of Void was based in a town called Llanelli, and then we've got a local rugby team called the Llanelli Scarlets, which is one of two things that our town is famous for. So it was either Scarlet, the Llanelli Scarlets, or Tin, and Tin Rebels didn't sound the same.
Doesn't sound quite so.
Doesn't sound the same, no.
Rock and roll,
yeah,
does it?
Yeah,
it just sounds a little bit, I don't know.
Tinny. And plus it was the
supposed
only thing.
Supposed to metal.
Yeah. So it was quite, because it was obviously unique as well, which is important, yeah. That, you know, there was nothing at Scarlet Rebels on Facebook was available, at Scarlet Rebels on Twitter was available, the scarletrebels.com, scarletrebels.co.uk, yeah. URLs were available, so we just kind of thought, let's get it now, and then we can sort of do that, so.
When you do something like that, in the days of, the days of old, yeah, it was a big thing because all record companies and had everything, but not everybody would have known there were a billion Voids appearing every day.
Yeah.
You just, if you were lucky, you got it and made it. Now everybody's got access to everything.
Yeah.
Is it absolute pain in the arse going, well, everything we have on Spotify, we're never going to take that off, or is it just a case of changing names and then...
Well, my kind of thing on that was, is that everything that we've done previously was down as Void, so I was happy to leave everything as Void, and
right.
You know, that was a brand in its own.
And start again.
And start again, almost, but I think we've been having discussions now about perhaps changing the our Spotify accounts, or taking our back catalogue off of Spotify and reloading it as Scarlet Rebels, so... We're possibly in the middle of that now. I'm not sure how that's going to go. I mean, I was happy to just let it slide because, you know, the lineup is different to what we were as Void as well, you know. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I'm quite happy to just let go. Like, that was Void, and now this is a different band almost. But yeah, our management and record label are quite keen to have the whole back catalogue on as under the one.
Under one thing.
Under the one, yeah.
So where you've come from.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think as a music fan, that's the kind of thing I'd want to do.
Yeah.
I'm a absolute nightmare, apparently, at home. Because I'll go, oh yeah, I've heard this new band, I really like them. Oh, they were in that band, or they started here.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly, what have you ordered now? What have you got now? Well, yeah, where's that come from?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that pile of CDs doing on the table?
Yeah.
because I'm still as obsessed as I was when I first sort of pointed at the telly and went, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And I want one of those things.
Yeah.
And the three, I didn't know if one of those things was a guitar, but I wanted one.
Yeah, yeah, tennis racket.
No, I wanted a guitar. I didn't want to play tennis. I wanted to do that. And it works really well on audio, doesn't it, pointing at space.
Yeah.
You don't think about the sort of 40 odd years later, you'll still be going, oh, I want to find somebody new.
Yeah.
And then, where did they come from? Or who did they listen to? Or not, what made them want to pick up a guitar or sing or hit things rather than people? And,
I think when you put it like that, that makes sense, you know, because I mean, nobody could find us as Void, so maybe we should change everything to Scarlet Rebels and everybody will have easier access to what we've done before.
Since we changed the name, our likes have probably gone up by about 2,000.
Really?
Well, it seems to have, anyway.
No, it has.
There we are.
We were on.
So that shows the difference, how something like Scarlet Rebels has got a ring to it anyway, but it's kind of sticks with everybody. It's easy to remember. Scarlet Rebels on Facebook, boom, there you are. That's with Void, it was spelt weird and it was just a nightmare. It really was. It was
as Void, we had something like 1,990 likes and we stuck on that for God knows how long. We changed it to Scarlet Rebels 6 months ago and we're up to like 4,000. So people, it just shows that work we were putting in as Void, the people were going, yeah, we really like you, but we couldn't find you.
Mm.
And then we change it to Scarlet Rebels, and then we do a gig somewhere, and then miraculously you get a lot of...
It's kind of hard, isn't it? Because when you're in a band, you're being creative, and you're doing what you do, which is writing the songs, playing the songs, doing the shows, doing the recording. So you're putting all the effort in, and you think, wouldn't it be great if the punters would actually put that effort in and find us?
Yeah.
But the world doesn't work like that.
No, not changed.
Because everybody's got access to everything
yesterday.
You know, even before you've got it out almost, you've got stuff there. And you've got to make things as simple as possible.
Exactly.
For all
people haven't got time either anymore, have they? Like, three searches and you know.
But it just seemed so. It was like a blind man getting his sight back. And the minute it started working, it was like, how did we not realise that this was the most stupid thing we've ever done? Because he used to spell it with a zero as well, just to make it even worse. So we spell it, because there were so many voids, we would spell it V0ID. You try telling like a drunk person that, and it's like trying to give somebody a spelling lesson. They're not interested. They just went in there. So
the zero.
Yeah.
What kind of name's the zero?
Exactly. So it was just really bad mistake on our behalfs that we've rectified, and it seems to be picking up at last. You know, so.
I wouldn't say that mistake. You know, maybe it's a really bad thing. I think it's development, isn't it? Everybody does things for the right reasons. So at the time, they were going, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you think the style of music's changing? It's changing now.
Yeah, so I mean, we brought Chris in, and we brought Josh in, who's not with us today. And to be fair, they're just better musicians that have been in the band before, you know? So we've just gone a lot more guitar driven, I think, now, as Scarlet Rebels.
Yeah.
So we've got a new record out this year, so in October, November, we'll have a new album out. And it's still got the same sort of melodic kind of thing that we did with Void, but it's a lot. The guitar, there's a lot more guitars and like heavy guitar riffs and that kind of thing. So I think it's been a good sort of keeping the best elements of what we were and adding a lot more.
Give you a bit of a push.
Give it a
as
big
well.
Push, yeah.
Just
on
a big blend now.
Yeah, yeah.
And in terms of influences of individuals, not that, who do you sound like? Don't do that question. Because if the answer that anybody ever gives is anything other than, in your case, the Scarlet Rebels, it's the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if someone says, oh, we sound just like Def Leppard, you love them. I'm a massive Def Leppard fan, but there's already a Def Leppard.
Yeah, so
if I don't want another one, I want something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what gets me going is finding out why people want to play the drums or play the bass. Do you remember what it was that made you want to say, you know what, that's what I want to do?
I can. So it sort of started with like your Guns N' Roses. It's like, so you kind of, I think like if people have got like older brothers or sisters, sometimes like they'll be the ones that bring the records into the house. So for my kind of case, it was like After the Destruction and the User Illusion albums, Bon Jovi Keep the Faith album. I don't know if people kind of go on about Bon Jovi, but it's just the melodic, memorable choruses that are always stuck in my head.
It was one of my favourite bands.
Yeah. Richie Sambora, you know, that kind of thing. And so just kind of go in with that, really, and then as you get older, you kind of open different sort of avenues. In my case, Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty are my go-to, you know. I don't think we sound anything like them. I can hear a lot of my songwriting from Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Like some of the chord changes, and I don't even realise perhaps that I'm doing it, but it's when I listen to something that he'd written, I go, oh, I kind of sounds like something I would have written. So there's a lot of that, but that's from my point of view. Well, the good thing with this band is that we're all sort of in the same genre, but everybody's got their own twist.
Favourite things,
you know, so...
I think that makes me some of the best bands that I've come across. We kind of go, like I said before, you know, I love that band, I want everybody to sound like that. Well, no, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people that would think that with any band, I want everything to sound the same as what I know.
Yeah.
But it'd be boring, wouldn't it?
I think it would be the same if we were all, you know, if we all kind of listened to the same. Like, we've all got a generic love of, like, myself and Wayne, we love Tom Petty. Chris loves Guns N' Roses and AC/DC. Gary loves anything with mental drums in it. We all sort of big fans of the
tech
band. So we've all got these sort of sexual. I put something on in the van and go listen to this, and everybody else will go, turn that off, it's rubbish. So I'm like, okay. Put this on, and I'm like, oh, turn that off, it's rubbish. So got a lot of good, like, different. But it's, you know,
it makes
for
a good song rate.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So when you've done this evening, are you off, or do you get to stay for the rest of the weekend?
We're staying tonight.
We've
got to go head home tomorrow, but we're definitely going to stay around. We'll check some bands out.
Has anybody you've seen that check out?
We played with Burned Out Wreck. They're here. They're doing it at 3 o'clock, I think, on the main stage.
Yeah.
Wayward Sons. I'm really looking forward to seeing them. We were actually talking to Toby about doing the album.
Wow.
Because he liked the Void stuff.
Yeah.
But his sort of caliber of producer is out of our, you know, it's like shopping in Waitrose, but we can only afford Aldi sort of thing at the moment. But we know Nick as well, the bass player, because we toured with Crow Molly. So we toured with Graham Bonnet and Crow Molly a couple of years ago, so we know Nick, and that's actually how I ended up speaking to Toby. So looking forward to them. Who else is on?
There's a few bands that we played
Farrah, before. Farrah, after us. Yeah, so that should be good.
Yeah, we definitely stick around.
Really
fancy watching.
Tomorrow is Lost.
Yeah. Have you seen Tomorrow is Lost?
Yeah,
we've seen it before. There's loads. But it's just like always spread over when, isn't it? You know, are they playing today or tomorrow? To be honest, it kind of gets to the point where it's so focused on just getting here and then making sure everything else is right then. But yeah, I'm just going to knock about, man, and have a few beers and meet loads of people and hopefully not insult them too much. And
that's a fantastic thought.
Yeah.
No, you know, so it's just really nice to be involved in this kind of thing, man. You know, these sort of events keep this kind of classic rock scene going, and it's awesome.
It's unusual for us to stay as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
We usually go out and we'll head back. So
off.
Yeah. It's just because, you know, like as you get in, it's like all got work and we've all got responsibilities outside the band. So it's just nice.
Curtain's
to be
being removed again.
Yeah. Well, it's the truth, isn't it?
You know,
it is the truth. You know, I mean, there is no money in it until you get to the point of whatever. So we're doing it out of the love of doing it, and the fact that we get to meet people.
Yeah.
And if they like the band, then even better, you know. But it's all good, and we're making progress. So it's good place to be.
Yeah. Well, thank you ever so much.
No, thank
Have
you.
A great show.
Thank you very much.
See you again later on.